through the sky, through the water, through the mist in my eyes, your presence. Rising in my heart, singing through me. Your song is heard.
Sharon, tudo bom? Huh? Yes? You speak English now? Huh? Where's Anna Christine? There's for her. No, I cannot postpone it anymore. Can you be so kind and give me a new name? You cannot postpone it anymore. Why postpone something that we want? It is amazing, no? Mm-hmm. This has been a big drama in my head. What will my children say? Will they still love me? And my family? So that's how it is, Anne Christine, that out of fear and not upsetting people who are very limited in their thinking and their living and their being, we also become very narrow. It's very strange. It has come so far that just to be natural, to listen to yourself and doing what your heart wants to do, it seems like it's something wrong. And in the society, it is. Because you are sticking out of the masses then. The society wants you to be part. So if you don't think, it's very good. They need machines, they don't need intelligent people. Because any intelligent human being will start questioning, how is it I'm living? How is it we are living? And then you are trained to think, what would my children say? What will my neighbor say? What will my husband say? What would my sister say? Who cares what they will say? It's your life that you have almost forgotten. You need shocks and reminders that, hello, you are free. People are so asleep, they don't know what they're doing. They're just going in the repetition the whole life. Just by the good chance you came by here. So you start listening to yourself, to your heart. That is very, very lucky. Most people, they never have that chance. You are trained since you are little not to stick out, to be just like the masses. Think the same, wear the same, eat the same. Say the same. That is not spontaneous human beings. That is like robots. So it's time now that you break out of this. And this is one of the things that courage is needed. Courage is needed to be spontaneous. Courage is needed to be free, because you are not free. You are a slave of other people who also are slaves. That are keeping you a slave. Who cares what people is? That's the first lesson. And very, 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 very few get past that first lesson. Not to care about what people say. Everybody is a slave of that. But that has to be passed if you're going to start being yourself and knowing yourself. And peace and happiness will only come by knowing yourself, by meditation. There's no other way. The old priest, he died, so they were seeking for new priests. Then one came from Oslo. He's not used to being in the countryside, but he's been dreaming about going to the countryside the whole life, being out. And then one desire he had, to get a horse. So this priest came. His name was Olof Hansen. Father Udolf Hansen. And then he hears that Dharma has a horse to sell. very cheap. And he thinks it's beautiful, and he asks if he can try it. Dharma says, okay, but I have to tell you something very important. This horse used to belong to the old bishop. And if you want the horse to move, you have to say, my God, and he will go. And if you want it to stop, you have to say, hallelujah. That's okay, Olof the priest says. He managed to get up on the horse and says, my God. And the horse starts moving forward. Dharma said, say it more, and he starts galloping. The father says, oh my God. And Dharma see them disappearing into the mountains. The old priest is shouting more and more happy, my God, my God, my God. And the horse is going. But suddenly, Father Olof is seeing that they are coming to an edge of a cliff. And the priest yells in panic, stop. But the horse keeps going. He totally forgot. Then he remembers suddenly and shouts, hallelujah, hallelujah. The horse stops right in the last moment on the edge of a big ravine. Looking down, the priest says, oh my God, that was close. It is very close. Okay. So, but I don't care. Still a little about my two daughters, which of course I love more than anything in this world. Yes, but what is better to teach your daughters and your sisters and yourself and everybody that to follow your heart? What is better than that? So it is a challenge for you, it's a challenge for everybody to listen to their own intelligence and their own truth. But then you have to stand up for it. Most people, they haven't touched it because nobody tells them. Society don't need people who is truthful to stand up for the truth, to think for themselves. So when you by chance have start listening to your own heart, to your own intelligence, to question things, what is better than to show that to your children? That you have the courage to listen to your own heart. You've been living a long time. No, maybe you can help them. This is something everybody has to find out. You cannot say what is right or wrong. You can only say, my dear daughter, you should listen to your own heart. That's all what I'm saying. That takes courage, not to believe in something, but to know yourself. But what to do? I have tried so long to live up to expectations of the people around me and to society. Before I die, I would like to live my life according to my own values. Hallelujah. This is what you have to take to heart yourself and be strong in it. Because that's how truth functions. If you're going to be friends of truth, you have to stand up for it. You have to show, you know, you are saying it. You are saying it to somebody that understands. This is why you are here. This is why everybody is here in this planet, to stand up to themselves and live your own life according to your own values that comes from your own intelligence, your own inner voice. Why should you be afraid of that? Why should you be guilty of that? Something must be wrong. So, hallelujah that you have seen through this. My old name has already expired for a long time. A transformation, a new start is necessary. Yes. I can understand why you say that you have postponed this, because when things have expired, you cannot go on postponing it, you know. But this is the habit. We are all trying to fit in. Very few people is ready to stand up for their own truth, for their own heart. So, the first is that you have to be touched. No, you have been touched. You have been with me, you have been touched, something has been ignited. No, you have digested it, some years has gone. No, it comes forth. The truth itself, life itself, is challenging you. No, from the inner, your interior, no, it wants to come out. It wants you to stand up for what you yourself has realized. Then the next step is to stand up for it, to bring it out, to show the world, this is who I am. It is more than 4 years since I came here last time. In the meantime, a lot has happened. I have been 3 years in the art academy in Bergen. This was an old dream, and it feels good to have done it. It has been maturing for me as an artist, but most of all, it has given me more confidence in myself. But so challenging it was. I would never have survived if it wasn't for the satsangs. The satsangs that I could listen to on the internet. So happy you do this. Give us this possibility to listen to you when we don't have the chance to be here in person. No, I don't have this fear of not being good enough because I didn't study art. When I came here, I felt very heavy. My head full of worries about the future, how to manage my life. You shouldn't worry about how to manage your life. You should trust life. Life is much bigger. You are just a little part of life, like we all are. If you trust, if you relax, and that's what I'm trying to teach you, then life will take care. All the problems, all the worries come from you trying to manage life. How can you manage life? Life is a gift. It's a present. If you listen to life, then life will take care. But people don't listen to life. They are out of tune of life. So then, more out of tune, the more problems, the more complaints, the more worry. Because you have your own agenda. You have your own ideas. The only way is to come back to yourself, to a quiet, peaceful mind, then you will see how life is unfolding by itself. People which you know now, you think too much and worry too much, and then you are not in touch with life. I'm not able to make commercial art anymore, and I'm worried about how to make money. I have always lived from my art, so I don't know what else I could do. Just know that when you become more peaceful, when you become more beautiful and happy, then your art will come forth in a totally different way. This whole art academy that you did and everything you did up to now is just preparation. It's like you have to learn how to read and write. But the poetry has to come from yourself. You cannot learn how to write poetry. It's just the basics. I know from my own experience, you have to learn the arts, the ABC, which you have done. But then you have to forget it. That's where the trust comes in, the let go comes in. Be that any art. Then the art can flowering through your own intelligence. Now you know. You know the alphabet, now you can create anything. Then you will be surprised what will come forth. That is not you that is worrying on what to do, but that is the own intelligence, the universal intelligence that will come through you. That's what is on the doorstep. You have to trust this. Otherwise, perhaps cutting vegetables, like we do in the working meditation. This I actually like very much. Why not? Why not make an art of cutting vegetables? And I don't know if you know, but it is an art of cutting vegetables. I have been to places where the vegetables looks like flower decoration. That is amazing. Why not? And if you are in the right country, you get a lot of money to peel the carrot in the right way, or the beet. Looks like a rose flower. Then you have to carve it like that, and then you just eat it. That is also very good, because you cannot be attached to your art. And attachment is no good. Attachment brings suffering. So, personally, I would support you in that. And then it's much more playful also. If you're an artist, then it can get pretty tense. You have to be relaxed in the art, in the painting, in the music, in the cutting vegetable, whatever. So remember, the most important here is the last. Very good, you put it there. Because that's what you need. In anything in life, this is the most important in the whole letter. That should be your meditation till next time you come to me. Whatever is happening, don't take it serious. Because the seriousness, you will go back, you will meet family, you will meet professional, you will meet the art world, you will meet your children. So if you don't have this secret mantra, you don't need to say it loud or to them, then they get upset. No, they think you have gone wacko. But just like a silent humming inside, like om, he, 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 he. Like, practice he, then om will come later. The good thing is, as I write this letter, my problems and worries vanish. And that is what, that's how you see that is real. If something is real, it takes away all the worries, all the tensions. Because all that you have created, from nature's side, from the reality side, from your soul side, there is no worries. Everything is a divine play. You have created everything yourself. That means also you can destroy it. But the only thing that can destroy the false is awareness. Otherwise, no awareness, you live in the falls, in the worries, in the becoming. The good thing is, as I write this letter, my problems and worries vanish. I want to hold on to this feeling as long as I can and trust. No, you cannot hold on, just relax. You can hold on to a thing. You cannot hold on to that which is invincible, which is always there. It's always there. There's nothing to hold on to. You just have to let go of the things that you hold on to. Then that which is already there, that will come forth. That is the trust that you are longing for. This you have to experiment with yourself. The more, instead of holding on, remember he. That will help you to come back to that place. No, I want to be where the magic happens. This is not in the comfort zone. So much gratitude and respect. I bow down to you. Love from Anne-Christine. I can feel you, Anne-Christine. Just be courageous to follow your own heart, which you now have stood up for, your own life, your own intelligence, maybe for the first time in a conscious way. And then another thing I want to teach you, just be playful. Non-serious, because everybody is so serious. And if you don't take care of that playfulness, very soon they manage to make you serious again. Because they are the masses. And before you are strong in yourself, you get pulled down into that. That's why you have to be very aware who you are hanging out with, because you're getting involved. Trust life, relax, and say what you have to say. Thank you. True religion is very playful. It has to be. I don't know how some religions, not religions themselves, but the people, they made it serious. Very serious. I tell you, God is a very playful guy, if he's there at all. He must be laughing, looking at all this. I thought you guys were going to have a good time, and look now, how much seriousness is down there. My God. My God, he says, so that day. Only guy who lost was Dhamma, who lost his horse and the priest. Where is Dhamma? But you are fine, no? Huh? You're fine, no? You are more than fine. Strangers on the shore.
Remember what your life is worth. And what it was we came here for. And hidden deep within our heart, there's a light that shines on everything. On the right and the wrong, on the weak and the strong, on the prayers and the songs that we sing. Go lightly on this precious land. We're part of everything. A teardrop on the ocean, the wind that whispers in the trees, the wind that cries in holy rage at the deeds and the damage we have done. Remember one thing, it's the love
the Zen master Rinzai said, "Disciples of today fail to achieve their ends. What is their fault? It lies in not having faith in themselves, in not knowing themselves. By lack of faith, you fall into a state of uncertainty, in which you conform to all the fluctuations in your surroundings, subjecting yourself to the myriad revolutions so that you are unable to achieve freedom." Where is it that the disciples go wrong? What is their fault? It lies in not having faith in themselves. They don't trust their own heart, their own intelligence. It means you have to go deeper, so you become steady in yourself, so you don't have any doubt, so you are strong enough to stand up against all the lies. Otherwise, things will just be delayed and delayed, because it's more comfortable to be asleep. So it has to come to a point where enough is enough. You take a decision that, no, I want. It's not a game anymore. You have to put effort into it. Because your habit, you have to go against all your habits. What is their fault? It lies in not having faith in themselves. And you cannot have faith in the unreal. You can only relax when you know. And by a lack of faith, you fall into a state of uncertainty. Uncertainty means the mind. And the mind is always split. You don't know what to do. And when you don't know what to do, you fall back to the old. You don't have the clarity to break through. Beyond the mind, there is no uncertainty. There is seeing, clarity. There is not even a choice, because you see instantly the right thing to do. So uncertainty means the mind, the thinking, the delusion, the ego. Then you never know what to do, how to respond to a situation. And then you are stuck in the same again and again and again. And it can take years, it can take lifetimes before you manage to break out. If you, however, succeed in stopping the mind, as it's jumping from here to there in its search, you have become indistinguishable from the patriarchs and the Buddhas. Rinzai says, even a glimpse, even a stopping of the mind for a moment, you will have a glimpse of clarity of that which is beyond the mind. And then that glimpse will give you a distance. That is the first insight of meditation. Just one moment. It's like you're sitting for 1,000 years in darkness. Then when you suddenly see the light, it awakens a deep understanding and trust. No, you know that there's something beyond the darkness. is your own experience. You have seen it now. No, your whole focus will be on the light, on the clarity. So in that way, just a glimpse of reality, thousands of false images will disappear. Because you have seen something that is much more beautiful. When the real comes, appears, you forget. There is no effort. There is no practice. There is no training. There is no effort to get there. It's instant. That is the easy way. They call the gradual path, gradual enlightenment, and instant enlightenment. So, if you see, you see. Everything is clear. If you don't see, everything is a problem. Everything is messy. And when in that moment, you are the same as the Buddhas, as the patriarchs. There is no difference because everything comes from the same. Do you want to know who are the patriarchs and the Buddhas? All of you that are listening to my teaching here, sitting before me, are as such. That is what the true master says. There's no difference. The only difference is that the master is awake and you are asleep. And he's trying to wake you up again and again in so many different ways. But when you are awake, it's no difference. It's not a question of being higher or lower, of being special. It's a question of being awake and being asleep. Non-sleepy people have a hard time waking up. Only if an understanding and a longing to wake up has been created in their being can it happen. You are the followers of the way. There is no need for you to devote big effort to the Buddhist teaching. Only do the ordinary things with no special effort. Go to the toilet, wear your clothes, eat your food, and when you are tired, lie down, sleep. When you are tired, rest. When you need to work, work. This simple fellow will laugh at you. The simple fellows will laugh at you. But the wise will understand. This is the true religion. This is what the ordinary religion, the normal religion, is always something there in the future. But life is happening now, just in ordinary living. But your whole attention, your whole life energy goes into the future or in the past. And then you miss this moment where life is really happening. So bringing your attention, your awareness into the moment, that is what meditation is. That is what awareness is. You start functioning in this moment. Then everything becomes ordinary, relaxed, effortless. How much effort do you need to go to the toilet? Yeah, maybe some of you. I know some people. I want, but I can't. Okay. Eat prunes then. What's the big deal? So he's saying the simple fellow will laugh at you. The simple fellow will laugh at you. That means the ordinary people. The little man, the unconscious man, he will laugh at you. They always laugh at the truly wise, because if you are really wise, to the enlightened ones, they sticks out, because nobody is ordinary. Nobody is really, really normal. To be the people who are so-called normal, they are sick. Look at what is normal in the world. Is it normal? Is it normal people running the place? Look at them, the leaders, the people, the politicians, the society. Is things normal? No. So, by becoming normal, you will get out of the masses. You will stick out. So the masses will laugh at you. They won't understand. But the wise will understand. But those are very few. It's very few people who will understand. But not that the wise person need anybody's understanding. Because when you know, you know. But be ready, the more wise you will become, the more true you will become, the more the masses will laugh of you. And that is also a test, to be yourself or just to be a sheep. To be a lion or to be a sheep. It's much easier to be a sheep. That's why most people are stuck asleep. To be a lion, you have to find your own path, no? The Zen people, they call it the lion's roar. It's a very beautiful way to put it. When somebody has a satori, it has happened that you just hear this shout in the monastery or a wild laughter. They call it the lion's roar. Somebody breaks through the mind. See the madness of it. They are free. That's how it is. Then you don't care then. The wise people, they will understand. But there's very few wise people. For most people, they will laugh at you. And even crucify you. As all the ancient Buddhas have said, all those who strive outwardly are stupid. And that's what you are doing. You are striving outwardly to get some recognition, some love from the outside. And it's just stupid, because it will never satisfy you. You have to find some satisfaction in yourself. You will never find it in the outside. Become your own master wherever you may be. And then reality will prevail everywhere. Thus one will remain unshaken under all circumstances. Remain unshaken under all circumstances. Because whatever circumstance that is happening, it happens on the outside. When you have found the inner balance, your inner center, then it doesn't matter what is happening on the circumference. Like many times I'm saying, you become unshakable like a mountain. You look at the mountain behind us. You think any wind can shake it up? Whatever storm, the strongest storm? No. It is settled. It knows. Like that, you become unshakable. One will remain unshaken under all circumstances. That is the sign of a Buddha. You become unshaken, whatever, wherever, whatever is happening. Nothing can shake you. You are relaxed. And this can only come from self-knowledge and meditation. That is the only thing that leads to self-realization. So that's what Rinzai said, and that's what I'm saying, all the masters said. What is holding you back? You don't have any trust in yourself. You trust others more, so you get stuck. Beloved Babaji, this pain has been coming and going and it's been strong inside me. I wish to embrace it, to really use it so I can become more real, to go deeper. I long so much for opening more and more, Beloved. I feel the urgency. I don't want to waste my life on the mind and being lukewarm. I want to own my own feelings. I want to use any opportunity to go deeper. I love you so much, my beloved. I'm so grateful to you. I have been with you for some years, but I still feel like a baby, just starting to realize the amazing beauty that you are and that you share with us. I'm so grateful, beloved Guruji, Vimal. This Vimal, you wrote a year or two back. And many letters you have been writing like this. So you say again and again that it is enough. But is it really enough? Because if it's enough, why go on then? That's the question you have to ask yourself. So all these things that you get involved with, and it's so painful, and you get disillusioned and confused and anxiety, I want you to write me clearly till tomorrow. What is it mostly? What is it? The main distractions that brings this up. Because you are creating it. We are creating everything. So you've been saying this for years now that you had enough. So now I want to help you now to get out of it. Are you ready? Because enough talk now. No more bullshit now. I don't want to see these people suffer unnecessary. Then you wrote me now, beloved Babaji, I have been quite lost in anxiety for a longer period now. It's very intense. Underneath the pain, I experience some silence and acceptance, but it's not easy to take care of it. The negative mind takes over so easily. So, you are still following the negative mind. The mind is just, what can the mind do? It's just thoughts. You must be following the thoughts. You must be getting involved with the thoughts, with your desire, with your ideas, with your image, to create something that is not there. You can never find peace in a superficial level. This is what you have to see now. You cannot find peace in the superficial. This peace is only found in the real. You are on the surface. How can you find peace? There's always waves there. In your desires, in your dreams, in your sexuality, in your wanting, in your need for approval. All this creates tensions. It's all from the outside. You don't trust yourself, like Rinzai said. And that is the thing. So then you're trying to get approval from the outside. Sometimes it happens, you feel good. Sometimes it doesn't happen, you don't feel good. How long are you going to be like a yo-yo? The only way, and it's always been like that, is to go beyond the desiring mind. You always create some fantasies for you. A little temporary relief for you. And then the same. Same story. many times I feel desperate to find ways to fix myself, and there is a lot of guilt about this situation also. Yes, because you must have an idea how you should be. And this also comes, we are all trained for trying to be something that we are not. That is how the society, that's how your parents must have wanted you to be something, to have some expectations. No, you are a failure. Society, unconscious in the religions, in the family. Look how afraid we are for anything. Your sister, your grandmother, what is she going to say? How far are you going to go before you realize it's all mind? It's nothing to do with you. You are locked in the mind. It will never stop. The only way is to have the courage to go beyond the mind. Then you have to be ready to fall apart. That's what you are facing. You have to let go of the known for the unknown to appear. Otherwise, you play it safe, you go around fixing yourself. You cannot fix yourself. Yourself is the problem. And who are you? You are seeing yourself as this idea, as this person that needs to be fixed. Fixed into what? Into a different image? Like you are a beggar and then you get on golden clothes, then you have fixed your image, then you can fool everybody. Then you can go to Hollywood and say, no, I'm fine on the red carpet with a nice dress. Inside you are the same. You has to disappear, your idea about yourself. Otherwise nothing will happen. And as long as you have an idea, you will always have a guilt because you have some idea of some perfection. You want to be something that you are not. And all what I'm talking about is to accept yourself. Which is the hardest thing, because you don't know. Then it's easier to dream that you are something else. You have an idea how it is. You have an idea how it is to be spiritual, how to be a disciple, how to be a man, how to be a woman, how to be a great lover. All ideas. And you're trying to keep it together. If all that goes, all your identity goes, what would happen? What would happen? Freedom would happen. Relaxation would happen. Playfulness would happen. Otherwise, you're trying. Trying to be a good disciple. Trying to be a great tantrika. Trying to be a yogi. Trying to be this. Trying to be beautiful. Trying to be spiritual. All just ideas. Just soap operas. Be ordinary, relax. How much consciousness does it take? When you are hungry, you eat. When you feel like you need to go to the toilet, go to the toilet. Relax. But it's the most difficult thing because you will disappear as you think you are. I feel unworthiness and self-doubting, that is the core of much of my stuff. You will always be self-doubting and you will always feel unworthiness before you find that which is worthy, which you never find in the false. And your whole focus is on the false. So it will always be a conflict. And especially being with me, sooner or later, it will be more and more hard. Because you're trying to hold on to something that is not real. I'm trying to teach you the real. So it will be an inner conflict. You have created the false. No, that means you can also let go of the false. It has been created unconsciously from you were little. Who has been conscious of your teachers in school, of your parents in society, of your values? Who knows about truth? Who knows about love? Who knows about clarity? Nobody. That's why you are confused. And that's why you have never been taught how to trust yourself, your own intelligence, your own being. It's not about becoming, it's about being. Becoming always in the future. Fix myself is always in the future. It means you are not good enough now. I'm telling you, you are good enough now. Just wake up. Then, how to wake up? Here we go again. Maybe by me hitting you on the head and shaking you up. That's a big part of the master. I have to start go on trying to wake people up. And they're totally asleep. They don't know what they're doing. I have big responsibility. I have to work in the Coca-Cola factory. Great. We find excuses for ourselves. And especially when you come closer, then you find more and more excuses, maybe. Because it doesn't work. No, you get anxiety, it doesn't work. All the dreams you had before, it doesn't work anymore. You have tried it, and still you are not happy. I want to see it as an unresolved things that are resurfacing as a chance for me to really feel it now, to really go through it. I'm tired of this suffering. So look at that. Tell me what is creating the suffering. You write to me till tomorrow. What is creating? What is your distraction? Distraction of your own freedom, your own truth. Because you are the creator. That's the thing. To be responsible, which I'm telling you all the time, you have to be responsible for yourself. Then you have to see that you have created it. So then the next thing, if I have created it, then I can also dissolve it. Now, it takes an intelligent being to dissolve all the problems. But you are capable of it because you have created it. Maybe it's been created unconsciously. It has, because you haven't been conscious. You have gotten in so many things from the very, very, very childhood, when you were very innocent, and they are still there. Like Ann Christen said, it's still guilt. Guilt to just say your own truth. Guilt to follow your own intelligence. And instead of saying what you clearly see, you rather go in on and lie. Because everybody says it. It's much easier. And in that way, you're undermining your own truth, your own heart. Before you really want, not just saying it, because you've been saying that for years, many people has. You have to find that place in you that you want to break through. Enough is enough. Enough bullshit. You are playing the same games. Are you ready to face yourself? Instead of always asking the other. Asking the other fool. No wonder you're confused. But my focus now is to really use the opportunity in this retreat, beloved, to face myself, to go deeper. So then where is your focus then? Is it on the retreat, on the silence, on yourself? Be true to yourself now. Where is your focus? Or is it still there outside? In your dreams, in your desires, in your wanting, in your begging? Rise, wake up. What are you doing? I'm very grateful for this opportunity, beloved. I love you at your feet, Vimal. Yes, but don't miss it then. If you're really standing up for what you're saying, I want to see it now because it's been going on enough. Real peace and happiness and silence and freedom, it cannot happen, it's impossible that it happen without awareness. You have to see how you are living, what you are doing in your own life now. And that sometimes is terrible because you do so many stupid things. And you are involved in so many stupid dreams. You cannot just put it under the bed. If you want to be real, become real. Only out of your own understanding, your own awareness, can you cut through it. Nobody can do it for you. And that can only happen as you slowly, slowly go deeper to find that quiet place in yourself. From there will you see. You can never figure it out from the, and you've been thinking too much, way too much. And why? Because you're keeping occupied in that level. All the time occupied in the wanting, in the desire, in the waves. There's no quietness. If you want quietness, go deep. You have to go into your own depth. Then from that place, you can see clearly. Then when you see, like what I say many times in the retreats, when you come to that place of clarity in yourself, take note. Even write it down. And then act on it in your life, after the retreat also. But it's very easy. If you're not on guard, if you're not vigilant, you will fall back. Because your desiring mind and your habit is much stronger than your awareness. You have to look at what is your greatest distractions from yourself, from this peace. You have to be very truthful to yourself if you want to be true. It's only the false that keeps you away from the real. If you drop the false, the real will appear. The real is already there. It's just that your whole attention is on the dreams, is on the false. And you don't know who you are without it. So you become attached to it. And you want more of it. Maybe more of it will help me. But it all has to go. You still feel like a baby, yes. And the baby, what do that know? Be like a baby. Come back to yourself. Baby is very innocent, very simple. It's very easy. I wish you all were babies. I could teach you very easily. But you want to be something. You have some ideas. It's good. Feel like a baby because you are a baby, and babies, who doesn't love a baby? Jesus Christ. And it is a time that is really sannyas. You have to drop a baby, doesn't know. It's totally innocent. It's just a pity that almost all babies, they come and they get their learning and their teaching from unconscious people, no? Then you have more unconscious people in the world. So all disciples also, all seekers also, they are also asleep because they all have different conditionings, different habits, different ideas. All that has to go. So it is definitely a time for every disciple to just realize that you're just a baby. In fact, only from then the real teaching can happen. It should have happened from the very beginning, but that happens very, very seldom. That I don't know. I'm here to learn. I'm available. I'm just a baby. That is shattering for the ego. It's amazing, the most simple thing in the world. Just to be yourself and eat the cookie has become so difficult. And I'm trying to teach you, this is how you do it. What is so difficult? You take bite like that, and then chew it. Nice. And then if you like me, maybe you're lucky to have a cup of coffee also. Or maybe it's herb tea. I don't know. And then there's no need to change anything. What has gone wrong with us? Just to be yourself. It must be the easiest thing. But it's difficult because you are not yourself. Then who are you? Let go of all that you are not. How difficult could that be? It is difficult because this is the work of all the masters, all the angels, just to get you ordinary again, relaxed. What a hilarious game. You cannot let go of that which is real. You can only let go of that which is unreal. So letting go of the unreal, you are afraid, because then who are you then? You know only that is unreal. You know your games, your image, your projections, all that you know, your fears, your anxiety. At least you know that. When all that is gone, who are you then? Then the master says, try it, just try it. Then the disciple says, oh, it looks great, he looks very chilled, relaxed, happy. Maybe I should. Then the journey starts. Good luck. The old story. Nanin, a Japanese master, received a seeker who wanted to come to inquire about meditation and Zen. Nanin served him tea. He poured the visitor's cup full and then kept on pouring. The seeker watched the overflowing until he no longer could restrain himself in front of the master. "Hey, hey, it's overfull, it's flowing over. It's nothing more can go in it. Stop." To say this to a master shows that he has no idea, because the master is totally aware what he's doing. It must be for something. Nanin said, "Just like this cup, you are so full of your own opinions and speculations and even your ideas about Zazen and spirituality. How can I show you Zen unless you first empty your cup? How can I show you before you empty yourself? Impossible. Yeah, it might be very delicious, good, but sooner or later you have to empty yourself. And normally this is a gradual situation. But I'm saying everything has to go. For you to receive everything, everything has to go. If just a little bit, just a little bit can come in. If everything is gone, everything comes in. That is the courage, that is the understanding, to empty yourself totally. That means a baby. And then the miracle of miracle, you are not a baby, you have been a baby, but you become a baby in a grown-up body. That is far out. Everything becomes magical. One great enlightened person called Nisargadatta said, "All you want is to be happy." That is the same I'm seeing again and again. Everybody wants to be happy. That is some all human beings have in common. We all want to be happy. Then everything changes when you are happy. All you want is to be happy. All your desires, whatever they may be, are longing for happiness. So whatever you do is just different longings for the real. But you don't know about the real, so you get lost in the unreal, in the desires, in the surface. You put your whole attention there. Basically, you wish yourself well. Desire by itself is not wrong. It is life itself. The urge to grow in knowledge and experience. It is choices you make that are wrong. And you cannot take right choices out of unawareness. You have to create some consciousness, some awareness, some seeing what you are doing to yourself before you take the wrong, right or wrong choices. It is the choices that make that are wrong. To imagine that some little things like food, sex, power, fame will make you happy is to deceive oneself. And you have, that's where people live now more than ever. And it's always been like that. Food, people just stuffing themselves. They had a time in old Rome also, they were so, the rich people, the most amazing thing was to stuff themselves and throw up and eat more. Or orgies. No, everything is allowed. But you're putting your whole energy into the wrong thing. It will never fulfill you. But you don't know anything else, so you go in a circle again and again. Different tastes, different foods, different bodies, different desires, different experiences. To imagine that some little thing like food, sex, power, fame will make you happy is to deceive yourself. Only something as vast and as deep as your own real self can make you truly and lasting happy. Only that which is real, which you have already, but you have totally forgotten about it. And that's the whole art of meditation. That's the whole art of satsang, of coming back to that which has always been there. It's nothing to do. It's just to forget what is unreal. It's just to leave the surface, the chaos, the desires, the image, your wantings, your fears, whatever it is, and let go. Go deep. Go deeper. Nobody is telling the truth. It has to be relearned. A forgotten language.
Got a lot of things to do.
his plans and you could stop to hear the music in your heart. In your heart. Maybe you should give your mind a rest.
Maybe you should give your mind a rest.
Put its main assumption to the test.
Maybe you should give your mind a rest.
Just let go and see who leads the best.
Maybe.
Relax. Surrender to the music.
Maybe. Take a rest.
Maybe you don't need to understand.
Maybe you don't need to.
Maybe these are steps that can't be planned.
Maybe.
Funny how your feet know where to land.
Maybe.
When you listen to the music.
Maybe, baby. My baby.
In your heart.
Maybe babies can relax. Babies relax.
In your heart.
What worries does a baby have? Nothing. She knows the food will come. Trust.
Your beloved calls you here today.
Maybe. You should try.
Ask you for this dance, what will you say? Are you gonna throw the chance away?
Are you gonna say I can't dance?
Or listen to the music? Or listen to the music in your heart?
Say I can't dance. I never learned dance. But you have some legs. Oh, I have some legs. Oh, maybe I can dance. Maybe. Maybe, baby. Maybe we should all just relax. Сияна, what you say? А вот ты кубка, да. Ой, я буду. Maybe. What you say, Rishi? What you say? What? Tell me. Hello, are you there? What do you have to say?
Nothing.
Just smiling?
Is it in the sunlit meadow? Is it in the rocks and trees? Is it in the blue and yellow? Is it in the one who sees? This radiance I recognize, even when I close my eyes. Is it in the words you've spoken, as trackless in their flight as birds? Is it in the silence broken? Is it in between the words? This living truth you make so clear. The speaking stops, but still I hear.
quiet mind? Does it only come in glimpses? Is it an event in time? This peace that permeates my mind, my moods, these changing states. Is it in your form that I hold so dear, or older than your ocean eyes? When you walk away, does it disappear? Could it be so localized? This love, which no one claims. You come, you go, but it remains. And I cannot see how I missed this before. Sunlit meadow? Is it in the rocks and trees? Is it in the blue and yellow? Is it in the one who sees? Is it in the sunlit meadow? Is it in the rocks and trees? Is it in the blue and yellow? Is it in the one who sees? This radiance I recognize, even when I close my eyes. Is it in the words you've spoken, as trackless in their flight as birds? Is it in the silence broken? Is it in between the words? This living truth you make so clear, the speaking stops, but still I circumstances. Is it in a quiet mind? Does it only come in glimpses? Is it an event in time? This peace that permeates my mind, my moods, these changing states. Is it in your form that I hold so dear, or older than your ocean eyes? walk away, does it disappear? Could it be so localized? This love, which no one claims. You come, you go, but it remains. And I cannot see how I missed this before. Is it in the one who sees?